So are state pension plans for teachers in Michigan violating the state constitution? That story coming up. All right, here is something. Public school employees, they have a pension plan. But I tell you what, some people believe that some aspects of that plan could very well be unconstitutional. The state can't continue to pay for teachers' retirement benefits. There are costs have risen an amazingly 6,000+% since 2000, since the year 2000. That's an amazing, amazing increase in the cost of teachers' pension plans. And it does affect a lot of people as well. Joining me on the line right here from the Mackinac Center, the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy, James Holman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, help me understand this. Help me understand this type of thing here. If I'm a teacher, I believe there's a statute, although you correct me wrong, I'm going to try to simplify this. The statute, the law in Michigan basically says that the school district, I guess, has to contribute to my pension plan. And what's happening, apparently, is that there's just not enough money in the school districts to fund this pension plan. And if we want to shift away from a pension plan to a 401k type of plan, it would cost lots and lots and lots of money. And that is some people say that that's not necessarily a good idea. Am I factually correct on what's kind of going on here?
Yeah, at least that's what the legislators think is going to happen. But the idea that there's going to be millions of dollars that you're going to need to make this transition, when I looked into it, actually didn't turn out to be true. There are plenty of ways where you can start transitioning away from this pension plan into a defined contribution plan, and there are all sorts of benefits from that. I mean, the name, the first one is that the benefits that you would actually be abiding by the state constitution if you do this, which the state currently isn't, at least in my opinion.
But is the issue here that there are some, if we just continue doing what we've done forever, that there's a risk that teachers will not have money in their pension funds?
I mean, there's certainly that risk. Right now, for every year of service that goes on, so like last year, the state set aside was supposed to set aside $1.6 billion just to fund teacher benefits. But only a small portion of that was actually to pay for the services rendered. So like, if you were working for the state and the state paid you $100, they would also have to set $25 aside to the pension system.
Right.
Only four of those dollars would actually go to pre-fund the benefits that you earned. Everything else goes to fund the benefits that someone else in that system has already earned. You know, for retirees, for paying the health care bills of current retirees. So this is really penalizing current members in the system, because the state simply has not put aside the necessary funds to keep the system solvent.
Isn't this what's going on in the city of Detroit with the police and fire pensions and the city worker pensions? Isn't that what's going on?
Well, it's going on in both a smaller and a larger scale. It's smaller in that it doesn't have the problems that Detroit has had. I mean, you've seen the federal indictments on the city pension fund managers, treasurers. People have been abusing that system. That has not happened on the state level. But it's also bigger because there are around 600,000 members in the state's government employee pension funds. And this one is this teacher pension fund is the biggest. And so little problems that exist in this pension system can have huge fiscal consequences for the entire state. I mean, you can run a lot of state departments on the $1.6 billion going into this teacher pension fund.
So I guess what I'm hearing then is that at some point there will not. So the real problem is if you're a teacher today in any school district in Michigan, the amount of money that you think is being contributed to your pension plan is not being contributed to your pension plan. Only a small, small fraction is. And the other money that should be your money is going to pay the teachers that have retired years ago. That's what's going on.
That's partially what's going on. I mean, they're not contributing just a small fraction. They are trying to be honest about putting forward the necessary funds, but because they make some bad assumptions, they've only set aside about 70 cents on the dollar for every benefit earned in this system. Now, that's not an unsolvable problem, but it's kind of like a chemical spill. I mean, it's a problem. It's long term. It's going to have disastrous consequences, and it's going to take years to clean up. I mean, right now, the state set aside $1.3 billion just to pay down essentially the debt that it owes to this pension system. Hmm. And they're expected to do that over the next generation.
Can't the pension funds, I thought they invested. Don't they invest their money?
Yeah, the state's Bureau of Investments.
What's the return on a state pension fund? I mean, can't they? What is the return?
Well, there's a difference between what the state assumes it will get and what it's actually been getting. So for most of the assets set aside in this pension system, with the exception of new members after 2010, they decided to start discounting them later. But most of the assets in there are from before then.
So they
assume 8% return. Well,
8% return in this market?
Well,
what do they invest? That's a huge investment return, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge investment return, but
are they getting it? Did they get it last year, for example?
I think they just got it last year, a little before the year over that, but they lost an awful lot of money in the recession, and they didn't even recover to full funding at the recession prior to the previous recession.
See, without making this super, super complicated here, if the alternative is, if the state is not going to contribute to teachers' pension funds, then we go back to something called like a 401k. It's not a 401k. It's not a K, is it? It's some other.
There are a couple of plans. The state administers a 401k plan for its state administration. There are a couple little different tweaks on it the state might consider.
But essentially, though, is that it's money that the teacher invests him or herself in a plan. So if the plan loses, that's fine, but there's no obligation, I guess, by the state in a traditional 401k plan, which I thought most counties were going to right now. In fact, most private corporations certainly are going to that type of situation for retirement purposes.
Oh, certainly. A year ago, we did a study on what Michigan's major private sector employers were offering in retirement benefits and compared that to the state. None of them offered a pension plan based on final compensation like the state did.
So where's the... I'm sorry, James Holman of the Mackinac Center. But where's the unconstitutional part of this?
Yeah, well, okay, so the Constitution has really two clauses that matter for this. First one is that the accrued financial benefits of each pension plan and retirement system of the state and its political subdivisions shall be a contractual obligation and shall not be diminished or impaired, which means you promise a teacher a dollar in a pension, you really got to pay that dollar in pension. I support that. I think the state should be making good on its promises, and especially those protected by the Constitution. Where the state gets in trouble is that it stipulates that financial benefits arising on the account of services rendered in each year shall be funded during that year.
Oh.
They haven't been doing that.
Oh.
And they haven't been. The people that wrote the Constitution really wanted to make sure that politicians weren't able to kick the can down the road so that, you know, 25 years later, they're still paying off benefits accrued this year,
which
is what the state's doing right now.
Oh, well, but so if it's a constitutional argument, then if we're going to change this, do we have to change the state Constitution to reconfigure teacher retirement pensions?
Well, if you switch over to a defined contribution program,
401k type,
your constitutional obligations are clearly met. The state clearly makes good on its promises. They clearly pay for them in the year that they happen. So the state wouldn't be able to kick the can down the road. And in fact, that's what's been going on in the state employer retirement system. New state employees hired after 1997 are offered a 401k plan, and the state's actually made all of its contributions to that plan.
Well, that's a good thing. So where are we going to go? Is this in the legislature right now? Because it seems to me the 401k is the way to go right now for teachers and for everybody just about, but it's slow moving for the state, though, isn't it, James Holman?
Oh, it is a slow-moving state, but during last year's budget, the The legislature looked at the pension system, realized that this was a problem, but didn't exactly know where they wanted to go with it. So they set up a reform panel, gave them $133 million in order to make some reforms to this system. And so they're still working on exactly how to do it. They're worried about these transition costs. Yeah. I don't think they need to be worried about them.
Yeah.
I think the state really needs to close these things. We also need to look at retiree health care offered by these pension funds, because that's something that no one gets in the private sector.
Yeah, and that's not, there's no constitutional requirement for health care as well.
Not at all.
All right, James Holman, the Mackinac Center, Assistant Director for Fiscal Policy. Interesting discussion, a little detail there, but if you're a teacher, believe me, you're going to want to know what's going to happen to your future. Well, the jury's still out on that, so to speak. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, it's March Madness time, but how much time is wasted because of March Madness? That story coming up.